May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How do you hear God calling you? We are in the season of Epiphany, and the theme of being called by God and known by God is throughout the lessons for today. Now, you know that Epiphany means manifestation. In Epiphany, on the Feast of Epiphany, we celebrated Christ's manifestation to the Gentiles, basically Christ's manifestation to the world, symbolized by the wise men from the East who traveled following a star to find the infant king. And then last Sunday, we had the baptism of Jesus by John in the River Jordan, where the heavens were torn open, and Jesus heard God saying to him, "You are my beloved Son." Epiphany will go for one more month. The whole season of Epiphany ends on Ash Wednesday, which is a month by the calendar from today, February 18th. Now, sometimes we use the word epiphany to mean a sudden insight. We wish for epiphanies during Epiphany, as a friend of mine said to me the other day. Some of you who are on Facebook or on the internet, if you have seen any of the Episcopal memes, little cartoons and things, you probably have seen the one that's called Breakfast at Epiphanies. I can see some of you have. The title is as funny as anything, but there are three tables of people eating breakfast in this cartoon, and one says, "These eggs are astonishing." Another one says, "It's a caffeine miracle." And the third says, "Now I understand hash browns." So we can wish for epiphanies during Epiphany. And throughout this season, we will continue to hear in the Scripture stories of God's calling people into ministry, and how their identity and our identity is being revealed because of the relationship with Christ. In our baptism, God called all of us into ministry. When we are baptized, we are anointed by the Holy Spirit and ordained into ministry in the world. We don't often talk about it that way, but it is an ordination, baptism. In baptism, all of us were ordained as ministers of the gospel. And if you look in the prayer book and look at the orders of ministry, lay people comes first, then bishops, then priests, or bishops, then priests, then deacons. I think that's the order of it. So the first ordination for any clergy person is baptism. And for all of us, we have that in common. Now, most of us probably were baptized as infants or young children, and so don't remember God calling us into baptism. Some of us might remember that if we were baptized at a later age. But God continues to call us throughout our lives. And in the season of Epiphany, we should listen to or pay attention to the question, how well do we listen to that call? And what will help us hear the call of God? The story of Samuel and Eli is a wonderful story of God's call. Samuel was a young boy, perhaps 9 years old. He was living in the temple, serving Eli, who was quite aged, and God. But Samuel had not yet had a direct experience of God. So when he heard a voice calling his name in the night, he naturally assumed it was Eli. And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli told him, "I did not call. Lie down again." This happened 3 times. The Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," 3 times. And Samuel ran to Eli each time, thinking that Eli had called him. We don't know how long that would have gone on if Eli hadn't caught on to what was going on. But Eli, who had had experiences of God, realized what was happening. God was calling Samuel, the 9-year-old boy. So Eli coached him. He told Samuel what to do in order to listen to God. "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel does what Eli tells him to do, and God speaks to him. And to Eli's credit, they were words against Eli, but Eli wanted to hear them and said, "This is, the Lord needs to do what the Lord thinks is right." This was the beginning of Samuel's ministry as a prophet of the word. But Samuel needed Eli to recognize that initial call from God. Sometimes we need another person who says or does something that enables us to hear God calling us. It may be someone in the parish, in your family, your school, or place of work. Think about who some of those persons have been in your life. I thought about Franklin Duncan, who was one of my CPE supervisors at Georgia Baptist Hospital in Atlanta. And when I was first ordained over 20 years ago and in a parish as an assistant, right after I had done 2 years of CPE, he called and asked me to lead a spirituality seminar for the CPE students. I was surprised and honored. And at that point in my ministry, I didn't feel particularly competent to do that. After all, when I was a CPE student a few years before, our leader for the spirituality seminar was Barbara Brown Taylor. Some of you know who she is. Talk about big shoes to fill. But Franklin Duncan saw potential in me that at the time I did not see in myself. So I did it. I didn't try to be Barbara Brown Taylor. I just brought my own gifts and talents to that work and did something very different with it. And in the 20-some years since then, working with small groups in spiritual formation has become my major focus in ministry. As members of the body of Christ, we can do this for each other. We can help each other hear the call of God in our lives, which happens not just once, but over and over and over. I was listening to something from Luther Seminary this week, and they put this wonderfully. I think I love this. They said, "We are, each one of us, an epiphany for others." We are, each one of us, an epiphany for others. This can happen even in ordinary encounters. We are all made in the image of God, And so everyone is a piece of the knowledge of God, and everyone has the potential of bringing an epiphany to another person. When have you been an epiphany for someone else? When has someone been an epiphany for you? When has someone helped you claim a gift for ministry in the world? When have you answered the call of God into something that challenged and stretched you, perhaps even beyond what you thought was possible? These are epiphany questions. And there is another story of call in the readings this morning, the calling of Philip and Nathanael from the Gospel of John. Jesus seeks Philip out. He found Philip, according to the Gospel, which is unusual in the call stories. And he said, "Follow me." Then Philip, in turn, found Nathanael and told him that they had found the Messiah. Now, Nathanael has something about Nazareth, and he says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" He's skeptical. But Philip merely says, he issues the invitation, "Come and see." In John's gospel, "come and see" means come and abide, come and stay, come and experience Jesus for yourself. That is a big theme in the Gospel of John, that everyone needs to experience Jesus for themselves. Come and see. So in this season of Epiphany, may we be an epiphany for someone else. May we allow others to be an epiphany for us. And may we take that invitation. Come and see.